This is Sal Polisi with WRPR News. It's apparent that female college athletes aren't seen as relevant as the male student athlete when, in actuality, they are probably just as important to a campus or a student body. They are often slighted in scholarships by anywhere from 5 to 20%.
I'm Larissa Lohman, and I was on the track team at Ramapo College for the past 3 years. Based off of my experience as a female athlete, I would say that life as a female athlete was just as demanding as that of my male counterparts. And the reason I say this is because I would always have to practice with the guys. We would do the same sprint workouts, the same training, the same drills, the same lifting. And I think it's really not fair that there's not equal funding for female and male athletes.
There are important questions to tackle as to why the funding isn't there or why they aren't viewed as highly.
So my name is Hallie Cohen. I'm the head softball coach at William Patterson University. I've been coaching for 30 years. And one of the reasons why I decided to coach on this level was the fact that athletes don't get scholarships, that it's basically based on their academics.
Here with
Derek Coleman.
Why do you feel women's college sports are looked at as less lucrative and less respected than men's of the same sport?
A lot of men nowadays, even women, still consider women to be inferior to men.
Your cousin's a D1 athlete, right?
Yes.
What does he play for?
Manhattan College, basketball.
Based off the student-athlete perspective, do you feel that it's wrong that there's less money allotted to female athletes for scholarships than men?
Yes, I do, because his girlfriend actually plays for the same college. She also plays D1 basketball, and I see them on the offseason and during the basketball season. She's working as hard as him.
The student-athlete is a culture that's been around for centuries. It's extremely important to college campuses. It's extremely important as a business. In the future, we may see a trend where female athletes become more prevalent. All we know now is that there are many female athletes still working hard as ever to be a strong part of their campus. Signing off, this is Sal Odolo with WRPR News.
Uh-huh.